Pause recording. Hello, everybody. George here. And I should double-check myself because I've done it the wrong way before with AudioMo, but I believe this is 17.
Pause recording. Pause recording.
Confirmed. It is the 17th, so this will be AudioMo Day 17. Last few days have been sort of interesting. Today I'm just sort of catching up on laundry, so for lack of a busy day, and because I remembered, I'm actually throwing down an AudioMo. Just trying to think now. The last one I did was, the 12th, even though, I made the mistake of calling it 11. About the coffee, the espresso machine and stuff. So, 13th, Friday the 13th. Yeah, we're not superstitious. But I was out all day. And I did I was out seeing a relative. I guess she would be my great aunt. And she lived out of town, so my mother and Michelle and I, we drove out there, spent some time with her. Of course, we stopped on the way, for a bite to eat. And then visited with her for a while, met my brother in town after he'd finished work, and we just stopped for coffee at Tim Hortons with him. And then we kind of went home. And I had, in the meantime, learned of a gig that was upcoming where I was offered the chance to play bass. So I put in what little time was left practicing till I couldn't anymore, and then I crashed. And then the next day, which would be the 14th, I'm hoping to rescue a recording from that day because Michelle took a video of the performance. But suffice it to say, I was practicing bass for the better part of it, and then I quit about a couple hours before the gig itself. Whoops. We got things going on with Skype. Anyway. Played the gig. Worked out reasonably well. Except for the fact that I couldn't hear myself on stage. It was okay kind of during sound check. I could have used a bit more volume, but at least I could hear. And then in between time, there was another player, and they forgot to check his, they forgot to adjust back from his settings. He must have had a louder bass or something, because by the time I plugged in, and I didn't bring my amp, I've been caught down with my pants down every time I don't bring my own amp. I couldn't hear myself, and it was, everybody who talked to me about it, said I played well, but I didn't feel it. It was still fun. I'm hoping to throw that recording up there, because the guy I played with was great. Quite an artist, wrote a nice song about our city, and it's actually called Dear City, so fellow by the name of Dave Von Beeker, so I'll definitely, if I can rescue that video footage and convert it into audio, I'll fire it on up here. And I guess I'll call that AudioMo Day 14, because that's when it was. And then 15, what a corker. Wound up with a terrific headache most of the day, so I did next to nothing. 8 and slept pretty much. Got hold of my father because it was Father's Day, and that was that. And then yesterday we went to, took Michelle out for breakfast at McDonald's, and I was going to do an AudioMo from there, but it was so noisy between those ridiculous new hand dryers they have, and they had a noisy TV going on with the World Cup going on. So, not conducive. And then I got busy enough with other things that I forgot. And went for my jam that I go for every Monday, where I play bass at, and then came home, and it was late enough, I just crashed. So today, I figured I better get an AudioMo done, and summarize the last few days. So I'm playing catch up on a few household chores, and so forth. But other than that, not too much doing. So I think we've caught us up now. And I think I'll end it here. So take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Pause recording.
Actually, I do have something more. There was a fella today, basically, there's a trend going around that's been for the past few years where alarm companies are competing, so they try to get you the minute you're out of contract and bribe you with a whole bunch of fancy equipment. Now, before, that's how we basically got our security system in 2012. But it was just a few enhancements, like, you know, they didn't do the free installation, they gave us a CO2 detector and a smoke detector, and just some simple stuff like that. Well, my goodness, these guys were offering to give you control to turn your lights on and off, unlock your doors by smartphone, and change up all your lights for fluorescent ones, change your thermostat. And it just, you know, I don't mean to be a fuddy-duddy or a square, but I'm telling you, that stuff, 90% of it would be useless to me, because in order for lights to be accessible by your phone, it would be electronic switching, which I don't trust. For certain things that are not essential, okay, because if it breaks down, you can just do without it. But stuff like lights, it's great if it works on the smartphone and if the app is accessible via VoiceOver, which a lot of people probably wouldn't think of. Not to mention the fact that it would control the doors and such. And the thermostat, oh boy. No. There's another battlefield for me. I have one with a slider on there, which I have marked with the appropriate settings on it. I'm one of these guys that in the wintertime will turn the heat down slightly. And I don't always take the exact schedule day by day. I can sometimes change it, so I want it, if I've gone to bed early that night, I turn it down early. If I've stayed up later or what have you, I'll turn it down later. So a programmable one would work to a degree, but if I ever had to change it, I'd be up the creek without a paddle. So they wouldn't sell me on half of that stuff. Their whole pitch would go out the window. They were working on the neighbor, and he said, oh, give me a card, I'll get back to you. Give me a card, I'll get back to you. And they kept saying, oh, well, we like to work by contract, and they just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And I said to Michelle, "You're gonna, as if I was talking to the guy. I said, you're gonna lose that sale, and he may well have because he persisted. And it took him. Our friend John was very good about it. He said about 4 or 5 times, "Just leave me a card, and I'll get back to you," because we're in the middle of
renovations
and getting the house ready for somebody different to move into it, which is absolutely the truth. We're kind of tending, helping sort of keep a figurative eye about the place for the time being. Anyway, little bonus rant. But a little something more exciting than just the catching up. Anyway, this time for sure we'll sign off. So take care and thanks for listening. Bye for now. Oh, come on, stop recording now.
Recording.
Thank you.
Button.